This is St. Louis Public Radio. What comes to mind when you hear the word monument? Probably something big and heavy, maybe made of marble or stone, and it definitely doesn't move around at all or make any noise. Monument Lab is a group in residence at Pulitzer Arts Foundation this summer that wants to shake up those assumptions about monuments to make them speak to the concerns of everyday people. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, Monument Lab will spend the summer brainstorming new kinds of monuments for St. Louis.
It's a steamy Saturday afternoon on Cherokee Street, and Chicago-based artist Josh Rios is showing off his latest piece. It has handlebars, two pedals, and comes complete with its own soundtrack.
You have a bike that's decorated with different colored tapes and cut to look like fringe, like a pinata. There's a bike trailer that attaches to the bike that's also covered in tape and cut to look like a pinata fringe. Set of speakers, amplifiers, MP3 player, and two portable batteries.
Rios created the piece with Matt Joint and Anthony Romero. They call it a mobile sound monument, a way to proudly elevate the type of music you might hear on the streets in a predominantly Latino neighborhood, like this one. By calling this souped-up bicycle a mobile sound monument, they are challenging the idea that monuments have to just sit there, frozen in time.
Monuments usually have this nationalist narrative attached to them. We think of more like maybe like as a counter monument, and how that raises questions about how a monument's supposed to function in society, what it's supposed to look like, and what it's supposed to do. So it moves around and it makes a lot of noise.
The evening before, the three artists were guests at a live taping of a podcast by Monument Lab. That's a Philadelphia-based studio that seeks to reimagine just what a monument is and what purpose it serves. Paul Farber is Monument Lab's artistic director.
Those in power build monuments to reflect themselves and the people that they look up to. The story of monuments is always a story about mapping power in a city, and it has the aura of permanence.
So if monuments are typically about reinforcing an existing power structure, what sorts of monuments might reflect a more pluralist image of St. Louis? That's a question Monument Lab will seek to answer this summer in residence at Pulitzer Arts Foundation. On a recent morning, the Monument Lab team trained three researchers who will go out into various communities and ask people, what would you build a monument to? And where would you put it? Over at the Pulitzer, Laurie Allen, Monument Lab's research director, is showing her new recruits the tools of the trade.
We have three clipboards. Mm-hmm. Ideally, there'll be a table wherever you're going, but there will very often be no table. So this is a portable
Monument
table.
Lab has done similar projects in Philadelphia. Though there were some suggestions there to build monuments to people, like Malcolm X and boxer Joe Frazier, most referred to concepts, like protecting the environment or combating inequality. Allen says the thing that has most surprised her in her research is
how much monuments mean to people, how much we as people who live in community with one another need markers of our shared story. Like, I don't personally believe that we have quite the right set of monuments in our country right now, but the urge for sites of remembrance is powerful and beautiful.
Monument Lab will collect suggestions in St. Louis for a few months and publish its findings later in the year. As for that mobile sound monument on Cherokee, it's already peddled away into memory. But it leaves behind a suggestion about how to pull the idea of a monument down from its pedestal and onto the streets. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.